All right. What is up, y'all? It is your boy, ABK, and thank you for listening to the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. I know, a little late right now. It's actually 11 p.m. on Sunday, but Sunday motivation, y'all. I need to get back into getting into my podcast each and every week. Got to be consistent with what I do, right? It's one of the things that I said I was going to do coming into 2020, and although the first week and a half was pretty terrible with that, I don't give a shit. I'm still going to post up when I want to post up. But in all seriousness, though, let's get some Sunday motivation up in here, man, because, like I said, I do need to be consistent in the posts that I'll be posting and all that good stuff. So without any further ado, I am a failure. That is right. I am a huge failure. I fail to wake up early to go to the gym sometimes. I fail to eat healthy all the time. I fail to clean the house up whenever I can or whenever I get the chance to. I fail to constantly add more and more items to my online store that I'm creating, and I fail to have a proper release date, and I just keep pushing it back more and more. I fail to write in my daily planner every day. I fail to meditate every day like I should, so that my mental health can be up to par or better. I fail at being the best husband that I could possibly be. I fail at keeping my attention all on one thing at one time. I fail at creating good habits and destroying bad habits. I fail at trading because I take a lot of losses. I'm a failure, point blank simple. But you want to know what else I am? I'm human. I am human. Just as much as I fail at waking up to go to the gym early in the morning, there are times, yes, I am able to accomplish that goal for the day. Just as much as I fail at writing on my daily planner every day, it's not something that I am accustomed to, but yet I am still practicing doing that. Just as much as I fail at being a great husband, there's also things that I do great at being a great husband at the same time. Just as much, y'all get the point. Y'all get what I'm trying to say. There are so many people who are afraid of being a failure or failing to get to the next level where they want to be at, or to attain a goal that they want to get. But at the end of the day, in order for you to keep growing, you need to fail. If you don't fail at whatever craft you're working on or whatever goal that you have, then what would you know what you need to work on in order for you to not fail a second time? How would you know what you need to work on in order for you to defeat the old you? Or what would you know that you need to work on to be able to defeat somebody who's at a level that you're at? Even the things that we're great at, even the best, the game, the things that we're the greatest at, whether that be if you're a hooper, if you're a gamer, if you're an entrepreneur, whatever you are, you fail at that every once in a while too. And then you have to look back and realize, oh, what did I do wrong in this situation and how could I have done it better? Get what I'm saying? If there is one thing you should do with your failures, is embrace them. You should really embrace them and be like, yeah, I hella failed. But that doesn't mean that you can't learn from those mistakes that you failed from either. Because like I just said, you have to be able to reflect and learn from the mistakes that you've made. That's the only way you get better. If you're constantly succeeding at something, would you be able to fix anything? And even if you were constantly succeeding at something, that doesn't mean that one day you won't. And that takes the excitement out of life, period, man. Like, you can't be successful at every single thing, because if you are, then you'll just be like, oh yeah, I'm good at that. Woohoo. Woody woo woo for me. You get what I mean, right? There's someone who is gunning for your spot at whatever position you are, whether that be at work, at school, in your sport, whatever. Someone is grinding and working their ass off to get that spot. And they're failing multiple times so that they could learn from those mistakes so that they could be better and take that spot. And even if that spot isn't yours, that means that there's that many more, that means that there's that much more people who are trying to get to that spot rather than if you're already in that spot. You get me? So, are you going to let the fact that you're a failure stop you from achieving that goal of yours, whatever goal it may be? Or are you just going to be a little bitch and let life keep punching you like a punching bag and blaming others for your mistakes or why you are at a certain point in your life? Every single thing that happens in your life is 100% due to you, whether intentional or unintentional. You just have to live with that. Kept it short and simple today. That's all I wanted to talk about. This is probably going to be like, a 5 or 6 minute podcast? I really don't know. Like I said, it's a little late. I just wanted to get on here and spit some game before I go to bed. But yeah, we'll be back here on Wednesday talking about some real shit. And I hope y'all have a bomb-ass weekend. Oh, not weekend. Bomb-ass week. Leave me alone. I'm tired. I'm trying to go to bed. But anyways, this is your boy ABK, and thank you again for listening to the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate y'all, and we out this bitch. Hey, everybody. Thank you for checking back into the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate it. But what I need you to do right now is whatever platform you are listening to this on. If you're listening to this on Spotify, if you're listening to this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, if you're listening to this on Google Play Services, what I would want you to do is to please, please, please help me out with a follow, a like, a subscribe, whatever platform you are on, please show some support for me, because this is how I grow as an individual, and this is also how I grow as a business. So again, please leave a like, a comment, support me. Find a way to support me. And I always appreciate any type of support. Thank you.